It's amazing how things, what goes around comes around. Last week I asked one of my kids, it's time to go upstairs, and she said, I'll play for one more minute and I'll go upstairs right afterwards. And she did the one more thing. I said, it's time to go upstairs, and she said, no, I'm not going upstairs. I said, but you said. She said, well, I didn't say I promise. I remember that one. Oh, I said, I promise. I didn't say I promise. Where did this idea come from? That somehow if we don't say I promise, something doesn't violate our word? Matter of integrity. We have at the beginning of this week's parsha, we have the mitzvah of nedarim. A person has to observe what they say from their mouth. Pasuk says, lo yachel devaro, and a person makes a neder, or a shvua, isa, or konam, a person has to avoid being miyachel their words. Lo yachel devaro. Do not violate your words. Kechol yotzei mipiv yaseh. A person has to observe all the things that they pledge to do. A person can actually create more mitzvos, or more yisurim for themselves. They could take on an iser, a konam, a neder, a shvua. A person has the ability to turn kosher food into non-kosher food. A person has the ability to obligate themselves with a neder to do something as if it's a mitzvah because it becomes a mitzvah. Sefer HaChinuch in mitzvah 407 quotes in the Sifrei that the word yachel, lo yachel devaro, is the word chulin. Don't make your word chulin. Don't make your word mundane. Don't make it that your word doesn't mean anything. I'm reminded of the words of the comedian who said, I'm a man of my word, and that word is unreliable. Right? So we have the opportunity to step up and treat ourselves as if our word matters. Or we can make our words like they're chulin. We say something, we promise something, we commit to something, and then we say, forget what I said. I'm not a man of my word. Sefer HaChinuch writes that a formal neder, this prohibition, lo yachel devaro, formally includes things that a person takes with a certain expression, harei alai, lashon of neder, or shavua, isar, or konam, like we mentioned in Hataras Nedarim. A person just says, with regular language, I'm going to go here tomorrow. I'm going to go up to bed soon. That is not formally included as a neder, and to violate it would not be a violation of lo yachel devaro. When a person takes on a mitzvah, a person pledges a tzedakah, to base a knesses, or not to eat something, that has the status of a neder. But a person just casually says, I'm going to do something, or I'm not going to do something, and they violate that, it's not lo yachel devaro, but the Sefer HaChinuch points out that only a person who is mecho'ar, or pechusei hanefesh, a person who is ugly-spirited, a person who is small-minded, even without a formal neder, I didn't promise, but if you say you're going to do something, a person has to stick to it. And the Sefer HaChinuch quotes, even if it's not formally in mitzvah 407 of Lo Yachel Devaro, it is still included in Midvar Sheker Tirchak, a person has to be a person of integrity. Now, the fact that a person who takes on something that doesn't have the formal weight of a neder or an iser is not legally bound, does not have to, it's not enforceable for them to keep it, explains why Chazal insists upon us that we have to take it so seriously. It's not enforceable, and therefore requires a great sense of integrity for a person to actually keep that. In the fourth parak of Bab Metzia, Chazal have an expression that a person who backs out of a deal before the halachic transaction is finalized, a person who backs out technically can do so. They gave their word about the deal, the business transaction, but they can back out. But a person who does, Aval Amru, Chazal say, Misha para, me'an chidor hamabul, hu asad lihi para mimi she'eino o mibidiburo. There's a curse of Mishapara, the one who punished the Dor HaMabul. He will punish people who don't keep their word, who don't stick to their word. It's not binding in this case. Why does the Mishnah, why do Chazal express it as the God who cursed, the God who punished the Dor HaMabul should punish this person who doesn't keep his word? The Torah Tamimah in Parshas Noach has a beautiful idea. He writes that the Anshei Dor HaMabul were people who were technically within the bounds. They're Hamas, they stole less than a pruta. It wasn't enforceable. They were stealing within the confines of the law. It wasn't prosecutable, it wasn't enforceable. When a person doesn't take a neder, so you can't hold me to it, it's not binding, it's the same attitude. When you have a society, you have a corrupt group of people who think that as long as we're technically within the bounds of the law, we didn't cross over that threshold to a formal neder, so then who cares what I say, I can back out of it. Chazal warned a person, Misha Parla Anshidor Amabel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had tremendous vengeance against people who acted with such lackadaisical attitude toward their word, toward the idea of integrity, toward the idea of respecting other people's time and their property. That's the one who's going to punish a person who doesn't take their word seriously, promise or not. And it comes up with Misa. Sometimes when it comes up, a person agrees to something and they get a better offer from someone else. Obviously in a case where there's a mekachtos, you find out the person hasn't been dealing in good faith, the product is damaged, the other person turns out to be untrustworthy. Sometimes things change. But just the idea of making more money, of wanting to back out because it's not binding, Chazal say Misha Parai, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes very seriously the idea of our word, even and especially when it's not binding. Rabbi Ari Leibowitz tells the story, Rav Herschel Shechter Shlita apparently doesn't drink tea with sugar. For many, many decades, he hasn't drunk tea with sugar. Now, he doesn't talk about exactly why he does this, but Rabbi Leibowitz once figured out the story. Rav Shechter apparently, many, many decades ago, was in Eretz Yisrael by someone else's house and was offered tea, and he accepted tea. And between being offered the tea and being served the tea, he inferred from the host, who was a recent Oleh, he got a sense that they're not careful about Trumos and Maestros. They don't know the laws. Who among us is sure that you have to take off Trumos and Maestros from sugar? But apparently you do, and apparently he discerned that this family wasn't careful about that. So they bring out the tea to him, and they say, would you like some sugar with your tea? Now really, he wanted some sugar with his tea. But he didn't want to embarrass the family, but he also didn't want to, you know, eat something that maybe wasn't perfectly kosher. So he said, no, I don't take sugar with my tea. And for the next 40 or so years, he hasn't had sugar with his tea because he said it. He said it, came out of his mouth, maybe with the pressure of that situation. And once he said it, once he said it, he doesn't do this. And he doesn't do this. He took it very seriously. Lo yachel devaro, how can you make your word chulin? Promise or not, commitment or not. Once you say something you're going to do or you're not going to do, how could a person back out of that? The Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Mem Tes has an expression on Hin Tzedek, Pasuk technically talking about having honest measurements. The Gemara says, Hein Tzedek, Sheyehei Hein Shulcha Tzedek. When you say yes, when you say no, it's got to be Tzedek, it's got to be righteous. When we commit to something, I'll be home in 2 minutes. Do you really mean 2 minutes? I don't. I'm in shul, it's hard. Think about, what are we saying? What are we committing to? Are we treating our words like chulin? Or are we going to have ourselves held to a higher standard? We should all be zocha to be men of our words. And that word is integrity. Have a good night.